deserves its own segment. Just an amazing quote from Tommy Tuberville on a radio show in Alabama earlier today in regards to Lubbock, Texas. Tuberville was the Auburn head coach, wound up at Texas Tech, being the head coach of the Red Raiders for a handful of seasons. Here is the quote that he told the Rick and Bubba radio show in Mobile, Alabama. Quote, "You run me off at Auburn and you ship me to Lubbock, Texas. I'm going to tell you what, that's like going to Siberia. Somebody asked me, what's Lubbock like? It looked like Iraq." So he compares Lubbock to Siberia and Iraq.
What's really funny is that Siberia is like Iraq if it were cold, but it's great.
There is so much here. He was not all that well liked in Lubbock for one. He also, as I'm reminded by one of the first Twitter replies, had an incident with his wife where she struck somebody with her vehicle and killed somebody.
Oh,
she had like a vehicular incident that wound up killing somebody.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Back in 2012, which, you know, I mean, you hate a situation like that, but that probably didn't add to what I'm discussing as far as how people felt about him in Lubbock, Texas, and now he's going to go take shots like this. The other great thing is that at the end of this transcript that I'm looking at from the interview, it says he reportedly added, "Well, I love those people out there." No, Tommy Tuberville.
He went full politician.
Yeah, when you compare Lubbock to Iraq and Siberia, there is no amount of walking that back that you could ever do that would suffice for anybody. You can't just throw out a cash. Well, I love those people there, too. I mean, it's like when in The Office, it's The Office, right, where Michael Scott has at one point in time, he gets caught on where if you say, "with all due respect," mm-hmm. and then says whatever after it.
Right.
You can't just say, "with all due respect."
Right.
And then say anything after it and
you
still
do not
be okay.
Have that freedom. Yeah.
Right. "With all due respect" does not absolve you from everything.
Right.
That's what I feel like this is here for Tommy Tuberville. You can't just say, "well, I love those people out there," and then just completely trash the city.
And what this has created is now maybe the pinnacle of all summer college football conversations, which is power ranking Big 12 towns, or like all of the towns in a given conference. And we actually have someone who is a friend of the show that's standing up for Lubbock. And it is from @DavidUbbin, who says, "Lubbock slander is a college football-wide epidemic. It's really not that bad. Lubbock is a top five Big 12 town. That's not saying too much, but people act like it's Mars."
Top five might be strong.
Yeah, that's
but
a stretch.
Here's what I will say about Lubbock. He's right. It's not that bad.
It's an acquired taste.
I don't even know if that's true. The problem with Lubbock is that it's in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
The city itself is not that bad at all. It really isn't. I've been there multiple times. It's fine. It's just fine. Okay? It's not this terrible, desolate place. It is in the middle of like a terrible, desolate West Texas landscape. But Lubbock in and of itself is the oasis out there. And yes, I think people, it has just turned into one of those things, like a game of telephone. Somebody said it sucked, so someone else thinks it sucks, and it just goes on and on and on until it's been repeated so many times that it gets a worse rep than it should.
You know how when we're talking about coaches and comparing coaches, we have to factor in, like, is recruiting significant or not, or are we just talking about their coaching ability? Well, that applies to this argument where when you're talking about the quality of a town, do you factor in the travel to get there, or do you not? Because if you factor that in, Lubbock is not a great
place.
That
does drag it down, yes. But if you're talking about it in a vacuum,
right,
as I like to say, it's fine.
All right, guys, got an update on severe weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Riley that was last spotted around Keats. That severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled. That was supposed to be in effect until 6 o'clock, but just a few moments ago at 5:44, that severe thunderstorm warning was canceled. However, a new severe thunderstorm warning has been issued by the National Weather Service in Topeka. This one is in effect for northwestern Geary, southern Clay, northern Dickinson, and southeast Ottawa is in this as well. It's until 6:30 at 5:44. Severe thunderstorm was located near Abilene. It is moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gust, quarter-size hail is possible. This was radar-indicated. Locations impacted including, there's a lot of them here, Abilene, Chapman, Solomon, Wakefield, Enterprise, Milford, Manchester, Longford, Oak Hill, Milford Lake, Moonlight, and Talmadge. This also includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 267 and 293. But once again, the severe thunderstorm warning for Riley County until 6 o'clock has been canceled.
All right, well, let's go ahead and break. Come back with You Can't Be Serious. Finish things up here. And there will continue to be severe weather updates throughout the night here on K-Man. You Can't Be Serious. We'll finish it up for us next.